for entertainment purposes only.
Welcome to the world premiere of Jimmy Mac Picks. My name is Chris Carley, and I'm here with the guy who somehow got his own show after years of being a recurring guest on the CRN PM show, doing picks with former NFL player Fred Dreyer. Ladies and gentlemen, the man Jimmy Mac has his own show on the internet, on iTunes, on TuneIn, all over the place. Jimmy,
well, welcome. Here I am. I'm so happy to be here. This is the best to have my own show. I'm all excited. I'm ready to get that season started. Blood is flowing. Hey, I'm Jimmy Mac from Jersey, the only state you don't have to say the new. And if you ain't in, you can't win. So you must invest with me. I will give you nothing but winners.
I think he's ready for the season. All right, Jimmy, what are we going to talk about on this premiere episode of your new show, Jimmy Mac Picks?
We're going to talk about the top teams in the NFL beginning the season. Who do you feel is the best teams right now? So you know where to put your money and who's going to win. Not only win, but win by the spread.
Oh, that's very important. Very important.
You should see all the emails and all the calls I got last year. I'm hoping to continue and to be as successful as I was. So, people, listen to me. I am going to only help you. So here I am, excited. So let's get started.
And we'll also talk a little fantasy football, including the app you must have going into your draft. This is going to be a show unlike any other you've ever heard. I kind of get that feeling. Now, each week, the only way to get all of Jimmy Mac's picks is here on the show, but also on his website, jimmymacpicks.com, as well as Twitter, Facebook, and if you're one of the five people that uses Google Plus, go to Google Plus as well. You can link to Jimmy Mac Picks on Twitter, as well as Jimmy Mac Picks on Facebook from the website, Jimmy Mac Picks. If you'd be so kind as to visit our website, like I said, jimmymacpicks.com. The next time you're going to buy something, maybe from Amazon, I know Jimmy would love it if you click that Amazon banner.
Just click it on my site, just right there. We have it. It would be very helpful to us because we're working on the come. We need the money too. Hey, and we're giving the stuff for free.
Unlike those dudes like on Sunday morning radio who are like the, you know, call me right now and you got to pay. I mean, how much do those guys charge?
Absolutely free. Absolutely free. What a lie that is.
I think this was maybe January. Jimmy said to me one night, he goes, I tell you, The Spurs are going to win the NBA championship. I'm like, whatever.
And I was right.
I was right. The Spurs won. I couldn't freaking believe it. He was right that far out. This is the guy to listen to. So, Jimmy, who has the best shot of going all the way this year? I mean, I see on the boards right now, yep. Seattle is a 9-2 favorite to repeat as Super Bowl champion.
Yeah,
so they're
the
best bet, right?
Hard to repeat. Very hard to repeat. I think Seattle's going to be up there. But in my opinion, I feel San Francisco could be this year, and watch out for Green Bay.
Really?
Green Bay's got defense this year, so they're going to be really good. So you got to watch San Francisco, Green Bay. Denver will be up there, New Orleans, and Carolina. And my sleeper, watch out, is Cincinnati.
Really?
Cincinnati's going to come on a little stronger, and a lot of people are not going to think about it.
Well, what do you think about New England?
New England is going to be really good. New England is – you got to go with the old quarterbacks. I believe that Brady is still in his prime, and I believe that Peyton is still in his prime. So these guys, they move so fast. They think so fast. Their reactions are unbelievable. You just can't do what they do. I don't see any other quarterbacks – doing what they do.
So, Jimmy, if someone's on their way to Atlantic City this weekend or Vegas or someplace where they can, invest, you're telling them that San Francisco, maybe Seattle?
Or it could be Green Bay. Hey, you know, you don't know what's going to be, but it depends who's playing who. It depends upon the line. It depends upon a lot of things. So I'm just going to give you a prep of what I think, but right now I'm just getting myself introduced to you people. I want you to know that I will give you the right advice.
So, but the right advice right now is San Francisco, you think? 7-1?
If you want to play for the season, I like San Francisco and I like Green Bay. Green Bay is 15-1. And for a long shot, I go with Cincinnati, 25-1.
That's a hell of a long shot.
Well, you know, this is who I feel is going to win. I just see these teams coming on stronger this year than they were last year.
When we return, we're going to talk a little bit of fantasy football. This is Jimmy Mac Picks.
While we're talking about football pros, if you need help with your credit, then you need the Credit Pros at 855-972-8034. The Credit Pros offer help on your credit that is legal, effective, and affordable. They also provide a unique service. Clients pay for deleted credit items and pay after those trouble spots are removed. So get off that low credit score bench. Back on the playing fields today. Call the Credit Pros at 855-972-8034. 855-972-8034. One more time. Credit Pros. 855-972-8034.
Now that Mackey, I mean that man Mackey, yeah, he's bad. Mercy, mercy.
Welcome back to Jimmy Mac Picks. My name is Chris Carley, along with Jimmy Mac from New Jersey. Sorry, Jimmy Mac from Jersey.
The only state you don't say the new.
That's right.
This is me. And I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking at this RotoWire fantasy football, the draft kit.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I mean, they got everything.
IPad,
the app. I even tweeted that.
I saw that.
Last week. So they really are good. And they've got, I think, the top, you know, top cipher at the top app. So I think all you guys should get that if you're going to be drafting your league. They really give you some hints and they set it up for you so it's so easy. Just hit a button. That's it. I like it.
Yeah, like when you can assign players to your team, and I think the news updates like every, I think at least every 24 hours. So the cheat sheet gets updated.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about
it's great.
Like Bradford's out. You'll know about it.
Right. And we'll put a link to that as well up at JimmyMacPicks.com. Jimmy, now we're looking at, as we're doing the show here, it says LeSean McCoy, Jamal Charles, those are the top two players, followed by Jimmy Graham, the tight end at number three. What are you thinking about those rankings? Do you agree with them? Do you think they're a little off? What do you think?
I don't know why they have Jimmy Graham up there so high. I mean, he's a tight end. He's good.
He's got a good quarterback.
Don't get me wrong. He's got a good quarterback, but I think he's a little high. I think you've got other people that you can go after beside him. I like Sean McCoy. LeSean McCoy is good. That's a good top running back. I know it depends upon the scoring of your league. A lot of guys go for the running backs. In my league, it's a little different. I think we got to go for wide receivers first. It depends upon your scoring.
Oh, and that RotoWire thing too. You can customize it, right? To however you're.
Yeah, that's true. So mine is customized a little different than what the general one is.
Oh, he's in a special league.
Yes, we're in a special league. Scoring is a little different.
Now, Jimmy, before the show, when you were flipping through that app, was it up on the up on quarterbacks? I think you said, was it Matt Ryan?
Yeah, Matt Ryan. I just felt that Matt Ryan is rated higher than Tom Brady. I just don't see that. In my opinion, I think Tom Brady should be up there with Peyton Manning and Rodgers and Drew Brees. I just don't see that Matt Ryan as a, you know, as somebody you can get a lot of points with, as I think you get more points with the other quarterbacks. So, but, you know, this is what other people think, but this is what I think. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just feel that you got to stay with Manning. He's like still good, and Brady is still good. I still think he's got a lot of people to throw to.
You think he's a, you think Manning's in a special injury risk because of his age and because he's, you know, he had that the neck injury a couple years
Manning,
ago?
No, Manning's all recovered from that. In fact, he's smarter and he gets that ball out of his hand faster than anybody in this league, even at his age. You can't go by his age. He's just a different animal.
Is there anybody to really stay away from? I mean, and, you know, the obvious aside, you know, like, you know, the guys at the way bottom or, you know, don't draft a kicker and like,
well,
the
third round. I'm not crazy about RG3.
Really?
He runs. I just don't feel that he's still back to where he was. They don't let him play his game. He can't play his game, so he's not as effective, I think, as he could be. So this is one of the things, you know, this is what I believe. But Andrew Luck, I think, is going to be a lot better this year, too. Be careful. He's going to be a good pick.
What do you think about Johnny Football? Is he worth a draft pick?
Johnny Football is going to be on the bench for a long time. I don't see him coming in so fast, even though they say he's coming in. I say maybe week 8. I don't see him, you know. Maybe half the season, just stay away from him.
What about Teddy Bridgewater in Minnesota? You think he'll see any action?
He might. He might see some action, you know, because the other, you know, they're going to do something to get him in there because he's going to be their franchise guy.
It's the fifth annual rebuilding year in Minnesota, probably.
Correct. And also, you know, it could be a sleeper, Geno Smith, because they revamped that. You know, it looks like it's a running team, but I just feel that there's something there that he might do.
Geno's maybe a good, like, what, fifth or sixth round pick, maybe even a little bit later?
Yeah, about a seventh round pick.
Seventh round pick?
Right. So, I mean, that's my opinion on those things. I mean, a lot of guys are looking at Chicago, too, because they revamped their team. They should have a better offense. So these are guys that you got to look at. But I still like my teams. I still like that San Francisco, and I like Green Bay and New England. The Saints are always going to give you a lot of points. I think you got to draft the players on the good teams and stay away from the other teams. But let's see what happens. And this is just a preview. So the next time I talk to you, we're going to give you some picks. We're going to pick the right teams for the right moment to make you some money. So I hope to hear from you, and maybe we'll have some guests on next week. Let me hear from my people.
By the way, this is a guy who's going to be bringing you a slate of guests of actual people whose names are Cadillac Jack, Big City Dan, Fast Eddie, The Mush, who else?
We got Plotkalotka.
Plotkalotka?
Right. Don't forget about Plotkalotka. He's pretty good.
Yeah, and these are real people. You know, we couldn't make this stuff up. To find out who Jimmy likes this week, including the big NFL kickoff game on Thursday night, make sure to follow him on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. And if you have any comments on the show, go to jimmymacpicks.com and leave them in this episode's comment section, or again, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
Okay, guys, we'll be back with a new episode next Friday night.
I'm Chris Carley. For Jimmy Mac, thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you guys. Oh, Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? I said next Friday.
A Chatterbox Entertainment, Inc. and Input Radio Production.